My dearest Christian friends, as we take a look at our gospel lesson from John chapter 9 and see this miracle of Jesus giving sight to a man who had been born blind, it makes me wonder, and maybe you've never wondered this, but you will for a moment now, why is it that some animals are born blind? You ever wondered that? Animals like cats and dogs, mice, even some birds, they're born blind. They remain blind for the first couple days, perhaps even week or so. You ever wondered why? I have one idea of why, one possibility. When they're that young, everything they need for life, everything they need for survival is provided by their mother. Food, warmth, shelter, and protection, everything. And let's face it, if you get something young and inquisitive, what happens as soon as they get their sight? They start to wander off, get themselves in trouble. Perhaps the reason why God made it so that they were born blind is so that they won't wander. That the mother has the ability to keep them safe in those first very critical moments and very critical days. So in other words, the idea of them being born blind turns out to be a blessing. In our gospel lesson, we see about Jesus talking to, healing this man who was blind at birth. Now, that blindness comes as the result of a sin. Not necessarily a sin that this man commits, but sin in general. Because all hardship, all difficulty and trouble is the result of sin. And I'm never going to say that sin is a blessing, but what we do know is that God can even take sinful situations and what happens afterwards and make it so that it's for our benefit. Because He can shape the worst of situations, the worst of circumstances, and make it so that if we get drawn closer to Him or we learn something from Him, all of a sudden, it's a blessing. In fact, as we see Jesus healing this man who was blind at birth, we also have to realize we're no different. Maybe not physically blind, but definitely spiritually blind. As a result of sin, we have no way of seeing the world as it really is. We don't understand sin as sin. We have no way of seeing God for who He really is, this just and yet merciful Lord. With our eyes of faith closed tightly, we have no hope of seeing the truth. We're blind because of our sin. And in our blindness, we grope around in this world hoping that we can find something of value, and all it does is just leads us into danger. And yet the Lord then takes the realization, that moment when we realize that we are blind, and He uses that for wonderful blessing as He brings us to Him. I want to take a look at that gospel lesson again. Take a look at that miracle and see exactly how it is that God deals with those of us who are blind at birth. This whole gospel lesson starts with kind of an interesting question, and maybe it's a question that some of us have wrestled with too. It's the question that Jesus' disciples ask Him, who sinned? Was it this man who sinned, or was it his parents who sinned that caused him to be born this way? You have to understand that in the culture of the time, the disciples, they lived in a society that truly thought God would get retribution on you specifically for specific things you had done wrong. You sin big in a certain way, He's going to get you back. Something's going to happen. You ever wrestled with that before? You ever wondered, is this bad thing happening? Is this hardship in my life coming because of what I did last year or last month? I think we get a little bit of that in our own society too. That if I sin big, God will pay me back. Like God somehow has to get even. That's not how God works. That doesn't mean that we don't sometimes deal with the direct result of sin. There are certain sins that have consequences we have to deal with. If we go around gossiping, lying about other people, that's going to harm our reputation. It might mean that other people don't want to interact with us anymore. That's the direct result of a certain sin. We have to deal with the consequences of that. If you have a young person who decides to disregard God's saying that a sexual relationship is meant to be in marriage and decides to do so outside of it and early, there might be consequences to that that you have to deal with. But that does not mean that every hardship in life is tracked back to something we did. Problems in life come about as sin, but not necessarily because of certain specific ones. Not always. Maybe sometimes, but not usually. So Jesus corrects them. It's not this man who sinned. It's not his parents who sinned. In fact, the whole reason why he was born blind was for this moment. The moment when Jesus would come into his life and change everything. So even though it's the Sabbath day, Jesus says, while I am here, the light of the world must shine in the darkness, because when I am gone, after his death and resurrection, he won't be here. So he spits on the ground, he makes some mud from the saliva, and he spreads it on the man's eyes, and he says, now go and wash and show them your sight has returned. You ever read this and have your first thought be, ew? I think maybe we figure, you know, spitting on somebody, that's not exactly the nicest way to heal them. But I want you to think about it in a different way, how intimate that really is. Jesus is using something from his own body to make the mud, to slather it on in such a way. How intimate and how personal Jesus gets with his own hands as he wipes it across this man's eyes. And he goes and he sees. How startling that had to have been too. He's never seen in his life. And yet his eyes adjust. And immediately they work as they're supposed to. What a miraculous thing, what Jesus has done. How glorious it is that this is the moment. Why? This man born in blindness sees. So he goes, and the Pharisees hear about it. They always do, don't they? They got their spies everywhere. They find a way. They bring him in, put him before the people, and here's the big debate. Who is this Jesus? He healed on the Sabbath. He must not be from God, or he'd follow the Sabbath laws. That always seemed to be their complaint, right? Not that Jesus had done anything, that they completely disregard the fact that Jesus heals the sick and raises the dead because he did so on a day we told him he couldn't. It's true the Sabbath laws were there, but how little they truly understood them. And then the debate too, how can he not be from God if he can do such miraculous things? So they're divided. And they ask the man born blind, who do you say this guy is? This is my favorite part, because he says he is a prophet. What we don't have is a small section of him kind of elaborating on what he means. And it gets to their response. How dare you lecture us, you who are born in sin? You're the one who asked. Don't get upset when he gives you an honest opinion. And yet, they didn't really want the truth, did they? Did they want this blind man to tell them what was real? Or were they more looking for him to give them validation on what they wanted to be true? Isn't that the truth for us and for so many others? We're not really looking for the truth. When we go looking into God's Word, when we want to know what Jesus has done, when we want to know what God says about our lives, are we really looking for Him to tell us the truth, or are we more looking for Him to tell us what we want to hear? Because I want my emotions to be intact. I want my pride to be there. I don't want to have to feel bad and feel guilty. I'm looking for validation. And then when we don't see that, that's when we get really upset. That leads me to ask the question, in this whole situation, who's really the one who's blind? Is it the man who was born blind and yet all of a sudden receives his sight, or is it that whole group of Pharisees that see the miracle, that hear the teachings of Jesus, that hear the confession of this man who was born blind, but because it's not what they want to hear, they get upset because their opinion was invalidated. Who's really blind? I think you understand where I'm going with this, don't you? The Pharisees refused to see. They were blind by choice. They held their eyes so tightly shut because that's exactly where sin and Satan wanted them to be. Has the world changed much? Or do we still live in a world that says, I don't want to know what the truth of God's word is. I don't really want to see what it is that God has to say for me. I just want someone to tell me I'm right. So what do? I go looking in the Bible and I pick out the portions that agree with what I want them to say, and I say the rest of it, oh, that's just cultural, or that was 2,000 years ago, or that doesn't apply to us anymore because things have changed. Who am I to dictate what is true and what is not? If we come about it that way, it's not that we're looking for God to tell us the truth. It's not like we really want to hear what is right and what is wrong. All we want to do is make it so we can pat ourselves on the back and say, good job, you were right. We have a world that is so blinded by sin, all we're looking for is validation. We want them to say that what we feel is right, whether it's what God has said or not. That's blindness. That's ignorance to the truth that is right there in front of us. We have God's word opened. We have the ability to see exactly what God has said, to know where His mind is, not where our emotions are. If we decide to ignore that so that we can validate ourselves, who's the one who's really blind? Jesus heals blindness. That's what's amazing. So even at those moments when we close our eyes to the truth, when we're looking for ourselves to be validated, Jesus heals that. And that's what He does here. This man is born blind and yet can see. And then after they throw him out, Jesus finds him again. And remember, he's never seen Jesus. He's heard him. He hasn't seen him yet, because it was after he went that his sight came. And Jesus asks him, do you believe in the Son of God? And knowing that this is the man who healed him, he basically says, you point him out. I don't care who you say he is. If you can do these things, I trust you. Who is he? I'll believe in him. You have seen him. Think about how impactful those words are. Because it's easy to gloss over it and to forget. You have seen him. Because this man hadn't seen hardly anything yet. And yet he has seen the Son of God. In fact, it's the one who's speaking to you now. I believe. How can he say that? Remember, this man was born blind. I'm not talking about physically anymore. I'm talking about spiritually. He had been born blind. How can he say, I believe in the Son of God, regardless if he has seen him or spoken to him? It's because the Spirit had worked in the man's heart and opened his eyes of faith, that he could see Jesus as the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And that is how Jesus cures blindness. Ours too. We who are blind at birth, our eyes tightly closed because of sin, cannot see the truth that is out there, cannot see that our sins should send us to hell, cannot see that Jesus comes and dies on a cross and rises again. And yet when the Holy Spirit works within the heart through that gospel, through what Jesus has done and is still doing, He opens the eyes of faith so that no longer are we blind, but we see our Savior. Jesus could say the same thing to us. Do you believe in the Son of God? Because you have seen Him right here in Scripture. He has spoken to you through His words. And if the Spirit has worked within our hearts, we say the same thing, don't we? I believe. I believe because I know what you have done and because you have opened my eyes. That's the beauty of Jesus' miracle. Not just a miracle here in John, but a miracle that still keeps happening every single day and that has happened within our hearts and within our lives, that He will open the eyes of faith that we can see Him for who He is and no longer have to grope around in the darkness. Jesus uses the realization that we are blind to bring us to Him. Because now, even though our eyes are open, we realize we still get everything we need from Him. He is our life and He is our salvation. And as we said in our psalm, of whom shall I be afraid? Because I have my God and my eyes have been opened. I am no longer blind. We know the truth. Maybe it's a blessing that we are blind at birth. Don't get me wrong. I would love it if we're still perfect. If Adam and Eve had never sinned, if the world had never been cast into sin, and we had never had the threat of hell. But that's not the reality of it. That's not where we are and who we are. But the fact that God has pointed out and shown that we were blind, groping around in the darkness, leading ourselves into danger and straight to hell, gets us to realize how much we need Him. And now with the eyes of faith wide open, we have one place to look. To the cross. We have life. Look to Jesus. Amen.